This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And in front of me, njengamanje, I do have Dr. Shozi, Deputy Director of Community Engagement at Mangosuthu University of Technology, who's going to tell us more about ama reasons ukuthi MUT ibela namhlanje. Doc, thank you so much once again for joining us on the MUT Radio.
Asibonge, and thank you very much for being with us and being a partner in discharging community engagement programs.
Thank you so much, Doc. Why are we here on this beautiful morning, Doc Namhlanje?
No, remember that tomorrow is birthday for our icon, Nelson Mandela, and United Nations took a decision that we must celebrate that day. Internationally, and MUT took a decision to celebrate not Mandela Day but Mandela Month. But for the flagship program for Mandela Month, we have chosen this committee project, which is a committee based organization called Vugani Projects. This project does so many other things, and the project manager is going to explain that, but We invited different stakeholders to come and assist, and ACE Foundation put up their hand to say they're going to actually buy paint. Hamba Nathi Group, they're already installing the alarm and the security system. We've brought in about 15 to 20 students who are assisting with painting of the area and out of this place, and also cleaning the place, and also they are elderly groups as well who are in the garden, who are also working, who are also cleaning and picking up the papers. There's also a crèche here. But we're here today just to ensure that our 67 minutes is actually discharged in this particular place, and also here to reflect about the leadership of Mandela and make sure that whether we have money or don't have money, but we have to actually contribute as an institution, because one of our MUT values is to ensure that we project and demonstrate ubuntu. Thina-ke nje singabantu abasebenzela eMangosuthu, si-MUT Radio, si-CAD, sizela ukuzosiza ukuthi sipende, sisize abantu balana ukuthi nabo futhi bakhona in their own numbers bazopendela, but demonstrate ukuthi abantu abahlupheka noma conditions asephansi angasizwa ukuze afukule ama communities wethu emphakathini yethu.
Definitely. You speak about ubuntu, and I know ubuntu is one of our values at MUT, our new values, particularly at MUT. Someone who has spread ubuntu was the man, esikhuluma ngaye njengamanje, uNelson Mandela. Maybe take us back, Doc, because some of us were not there. And this is the conversation that we had even on the Vukubangene breakfast show in the morning, this morning, Guti. MUT particularly is, our stakeholders are students, and many of those students were not there at the time. If you can just take us back to the importance of the 67 minutes, the meaning behind the 67 minutes that we're talking about this morning. Why 67 minutes?
It's 67 minutes because those are the years that Mandela spent working for humanity.
Okay.
So, including those years that he spent in jail. So that 67 minutes is a combination of all those just before he retired. So, and then he said, we must turn that 67 years into 67 minutes that we must actually spend in communities to assist the communities, most especially the poorest of the poor. And in most cases, we're in a township here, Umlazi, this area in particular. I must also mention that we've just conducted a community-based research as MUT, and we've actually identified this area as one of the vulnerable areas. It was really, really affected by looting that happened two and a half years ago, and some of the big business in this area left the area, and people become impoverished. So now they have to actually walk distances to go to the malls, to go to clinics, and so on, and even to actually get money from the ATM. So that 67 minutes demonstrate the passion that Mandela had for humanity, that Mandela had for young people, more especially the focus that Mandela had with children. In this center, we have a crash as well. So that's focus of children. And we talk about being a citizen, active citizenship. Remember, the other important thing is why Mandela also emphasized this, is that after 1994, people thought that you've actually arrived. They didn't want to actually work free of charge for their own communities.
Mm.
That spirit of voluntarism, that spirit of loving your own country, is really, really dying. And I think we must inculcate that particular culture.
Mm.
And young people should actually know that, and then they must assist their own communities. MIT students must make sure that every day is a Mandela Day, and they must assist. And one of the critical things that's actually happened, MUT is students have actually started their own organization called MUT Kindness.
At MUT.
At MUT.
Yes.
So that organization is really trying to assist. Students have actually come forth to actually assist ordinary people who are poor, and they give them different things. So we can really see that as an institution led by the VC, led by Prof. Mandlin, led by Umamu Mkhize, led by all our leaders.
Yes.
And we are really trying to actually inculcate that culture of citizenship, of really loving your country.
And I know that throughout the month, I mean, we started with a prayer earlier this month with your department as well, a Department of Community Engagement, particularly a directorate. Maybe are there any other projects that you are pushing for this month and beyond that are related to giving back to the community, and anything else that you can share with us?
As we're talking today, we're split into two.
Okay.
There are students who have gone to T section, which is a hostel. There is a premier there is talking about the issues of voter education, and also MUT is also contributing to that, and so many other areas. I'll just pick about three flagship programs. There's a lot that is happening. One, we're going to have a webinar on fathers, on fatherhood. On the 23rd, there's a big event that is going to take place at MUT, drug awareness raising event, where we're bringing a number of partners. And on 24th, we're going to have cleaning campaign inside MUT, as we normally do,
yes,
to keep our MUT clean. After that, the last week of July, will be visited by University of Rhodes, Nelson Mandela University,
wow,
where we will be also engaging on community-based research and also visiting different projects. We will close this by a fun day, as we normally do, where all stakeholders at MUT are going to play and do so many other things.
Yes.
There are so many other activities. 2 days or 3 days ago, we're at Dennis Ali, that event was organized by the campus clinic, Omar Mokasa, and their team and students, where they've actually donated a bread and other ingredients to them, to the center, so that they can continue feeding the homeless people. So there's a lot that is actually happening. And I know that VC as well is also leading on a number of projects, most especially focusing on research and making sure that MUT becomes a research institution.
Yes. Definitely, Dr. Shwezi. No, I don't want to hold you for long. I'm not going to go to petty brush, doc. So, mhlambe wena ikupho participate kuona nje lana ubambe brush wenzani, because kuningi yabona kuyapendwa abantu ba interested ekwenzeni izinto eziningi.
One, I started by ensuring that everything is working and everybody was on the stand and so on.
Yes.
One of the things I've done of putting up the tents for the organization and also the capsibles. And I also go to the garden. I'll also do some painting.
Wow. No, siyabonga kakhulu, Doc. Thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio. Nami ngizophuma lapha engikwazi ukuthi ngibambe ibrush kabili kathathu. No, siyabonga kakhulu, Doc.
Thank you very much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.